Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another beautiful episode. We hope and pray that you and your families are in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Well, dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we have a very beautiful and a quite important topic of discussion, and that is Islamic ethos at home. Yes, in which we would be discussing the importance of having an Islamic environment. And to discuss this beautiful topic of discussion with me, I have with me in studio none other than Maulana Muhammad Tabriz Nuri Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ya Maulana, how are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you keeping, Maulana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah. I hope Maulana Sahib is keeping well and in the best of health. Actually, Maulana Sahib, today we have a very important topic, and that is Islamic ethos at home and on a general base, the importance of having an Islamic environment and the role each member plays in the family, especially the parents, which plays a very important role in making sure that the environment at home is according to the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once that is in order, then everything else after that will fall into place, inshallah. But before we go and discuss our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, there is a very beautiful parable, an incident actually, that happened in Bani Israel, wherein this individual was such that he would commit sins throughout the day, commit sins throughout the night. He would disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people, being disgusted by the amount of sins he would commit, they did not want to have any relation with him whatsoever. They did not want to have anything to do with him at all. And when he died, these people, they took his body and they threw it into a dumpyard. When they did that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam that, "Oh Musa, my servant, my banda is at so and so place. Go there, take his body, remove his body from there, give him ghusl and give him a proper burial." So Musa alayhi salam, he does as he is commanded to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he also knew that this individual, he was sinful. But Musa alayhi salam did as he was commanded. After that, Musa alayhi salam wanted to know the wisdom behind it. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, this person was sinful, oh Allah. This person disobeyed you. Ya Allah, what is the wisdom behind it?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam that, "Oh Musa, indeed what you are saying about this person, it is true. Yes, he disobeyed me throughout the day. Yes, he disobeyed me throughout the night. Yes, he transgressed and went beyond the boundaries. But one day, oh Musa, the same individual, he opened the Torah. And when he opened the Torah, he came across the name of my beloved Habib Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sent the salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and kissed the beautiful name of my beloved Habib Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Musa, it is for this reason that I have forgiven all of his sins and granted him Jannah."
Subhanallah.
So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the barakah and the immense blessings of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this individual was not from this nation. This individual was not from this ummah. This individual was from the ummah of Musa alayhi salam. And he recited salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once. Respected the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him such immense reward and forgave all of his sins. Imagine us, we being in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of barakah, how much of mercy and blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon that person who sends salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us all send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Munasab, before we actually dive deep into our topic of discussion, and you know, we've just heard a very beautiful narration, so a humble request from myself, Munasab, if you could please recite a kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Inshallah. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله يا بس میرا مدعا مدینہ ہے بس میرا مدعا مدینہ ہے کیا بتاؤں اٹھ کے جاؤں کہاں اس کی آنکھوں کا نور تو دیکھو اس کی آنکھوں کا نور تو دیکھو جس کا دیکھا ہوا مدینہ ہے جس کا Nah.
کیا مدینہ ہے بس میرا مدہ مدینہ ہے اور دل فدا ہے مدینے والے پر میرا دل فدا ہے دل فدا مدینے والے پر دل دل منور میرا مدینہ ہے دل منور میرا مدینہ ہے کیا بتاؤں کہ کیا مدینہ ہے بس بس میرا مدہ مدینہ ہے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ
ماشاءاللہ مولانا صاحب جزاک اللہ you have indeed you know rejuvenated our hearts for the love of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and also coming back to our topic of discussion our topic is you know the importance of having an Islamic environment and Islamic ethos at home and what we see nowadays is some people out there you know are quite reluctant in following the sunnah in following the commandments in the Holy Quran in living a life which is Islam that is Islamically inclined right and that is why we find nowadays that there is turmoil there is chaos there is no law and order I mean you see children disobeying their parents and not only disobeying them but rather verbally abusing them sometimes physically abusing the parents then you would see parents as well arguing with each other quarreling with each other fighting with each other and so many other activities that goes around in the community which is not aligned with the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now if we have to go back in time right in the period of jahiliyyah in that period there was no law and order there was nothing people would carry out acts of indecencies I mean burying the newborn baby girl alive just like that would consider them a curse gambling fornication so much of haram indecencies would happen that they did not have any boundary set and they did not have a way of life a code of life they have no conduct in them and then we see when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in this world Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught people how to conduct themselves with one another Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught people how to spread love how to converse with each other to control your anger to be tolerant to be patient so we see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and instilled yes, values in people instilled taught etiquettes to people and that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our guideline one who follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam they are actually implementing an Islamic environment in their home now if a person strays away from that right that's when we see so much of chaos occurring so if a person wants to know you know what is the way of life is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam anyone wants to have an Islamic environment in their home then there is no other way to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam but now the issue here is that we see people of this day and age of the 21st century going further and further and further away from the sunnah for example why should I grow a beard I know I have to keep it But why do I need to grow it? I don't have to grow it. I'm going to keep it and follow the trend. This is the mindset that people nowadays, they have this. why must I wear an Islamic attire? Why? People are going to call me old-fashioned and think I'm old-school, this, that. I need to follow the trend. I need to see what the West is doing. I need to do the exact same thing. Otherwise, if I'm not doing that, then I'm laid back. People will call me laid back and people will think that, you know what, you're in the 21st century, but you're living in the olden days time. Now, for these kind of people who have this mindset, right, who are modernist, who are modern and are not inclined to an Islamic way of living, what sort of advice or what can be said to them to adopt an Islamic environment, especially at home?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I think we should first say, but that Maulana Sahib, environment has its own dynamics. Mm-hmm. Every environment has its own dynamics.
Right.
Good environment equals to good results, and bad environment equals to bad results. This okay. Every small and big person should know, and everybody right. would know, right? Okay. The funny part is that Maulana Sahib, answering your question is very important. Extremely important to have this established in your home.
Right.
If you have this Islamic environment established, because the question was how important mm-hmm. is it? So the answer is very important.
Yes, definitely. It's
extremely important. It is most definitely important, without which there will be chaos mm-hmm. in the home. You must know, Maulana Sahib, that a home breaks because of not having a good environment.
Mm.
It affects each member of the family. If there are 10 people under one roof, and for example, let's start with the kids, with the children. If they have no ways of making salam, of showing respect, showing other right. good etiquette, showing respect to elders, eating mm-hmm. when you're supposed to eat, sleeping at the right place. Imagine if you have children who are completely misbehaving at home. Mm. And then you have seniors, the adults like mother and father, who show no respect to each other in front of the child. Oh. Example, these are right. There's always shouting, swearing, bad languages used, abuse in that home. Right. So everybody knows what the result is going to be like. What the result will be, Mark.
Chaotic. There will be turmoil, no law and order.
There's no law and order, so it will affect the child's future, right?
Definitely.
And that marriage might even break.
Mm.
So it's very, very important to have Islamic ethos, Islamic values, Islamic culture, Islamic understanding, and for our family members to abide by the rules of Islam, because
mm-hmm.
Subhanallah, Islam has given those rules and has given the solutions to the problems which you will face as a family.
Right.
If you did not have the knowledge and the tools of what tool can I use for which type of problems. Mm-hmm. See, for example, if it's a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law issue,
right.
Islam got a special tool for that.
Uh-huh.
The ideology of Islam, the teachings of Islam is so beneficial, so unique, so wonderful that you don't find this at other places but definitely. In Islam, subhanAllah. So if the environment is corrupted, it is disturbed, it is interrupted in your home, where there's no peace, there's no tranquility, there's no contentment, there's no sukoon, and everything is ruined, then the way to get back a good environment in your home is to abide by the Islamic teachings, and a person has to implement this, Maulana Sahib. Somewhere you got to start with, and you see from the inshallah, one Islamic activity, then two, then three, and then those Islamic rules and regulations, which makes each and every person become strict with principles of Islam. You become a disciplined person, in other words.
Yes. Well, also, Maulana Sahib, you know, stats have shown that if the environment at home is not positive, then there's a greater chance of anxiety and depression going on with the children.
Mm.
If there is no a proper such environment that brings about positivity, the environment that brings about positivity is only Islamic environment. Otherwise, just as how you are saying that if these are the cases, then there would be that environment would be considered as being negative, toxic, dark, and no one likes to be in such an environment. So it's important also that parents, true. Especially, you know, they start with themselves. And once they start with themselves, they can actually create that Islamic environment at home if they want their child to be an upright member of the community. Otherwise, if not much attention is given towards the child, then how would the child grow up to be an upright member of the society? It would be almost nearly, you know, difficult for that to be happening.
Quite difficult, very difficult. But I will also again add here and say that, Maulana Sahib, if you spoke about good environment and bad environment, okay, tell me something, right? Mm-hmm. How do we have a bad environment when you have no manners? Mm-hmm. So the environment will have become bad itself.
Right.
When you have knowledge, that knowledge will break you down to make you that person who will emanate good habits. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the focal point would be knowledge.
Knowledge, yeah. If you've got a passion and ilm and knowledge, for example, I want my children to eat Islamically. Mm-hmm. If I don't know, how will they eat Islamically?
Right.
I want my children to talk to me nicely and do not shout and talk, do not yell and talk, mm-hmm. do not raise your voice and speak when you speak. Don't treat me like your friends. You treat me as your mother or your father, for example.
Right.
You want this to happen. Is it? Were they born with that trait?
No.
They came, how are they going to learn that?
They have to be taught on.
Yeah. Right. So because they were their friends and their friends talk to them anyhow. So they're going to come home and speak to the mother just like that.
Hmm.
Father just like that. Whatever you're showing them on TV screen to watch on social media platforms to keep them entertained for 2-3 hours until you don't do your homework or your housework and all that. So they learn from there. They sabak for the day.
Right.
And when you're going to come back, they're waiting to implement what they have learned.
Yes.
So if you put something Islamic for them, they could have seen that Islamic and implemented that Islamic thing.
Uh-huh.
So what goes here will be emanated from the bodily parts. Mm-hmm. You will see it becoming practical, Maulana Sahib.
Definitely.
So a good environment is dependent upon good lessons and dars that's given.
Uh-huh.
And once it's parted, now it's time for practice to see how you implement the knowledge that you have gained.
Right.
So if a person can take business and go home, why can't you take Islam and go home?
Mm-hmm.
If you can take your business environment and make your home environment become like your working environment,
right,
then it means you can change one environment into a next
Definitely.
Environment. A lot of people take work stress and go home and they fight with their family members. So if you did not know how to draw the line and keep work at work and keep home at home.
So you have to have the boundaries set.
You have to have the boundaries set. It comes with a passion. You got to learn this. It's an art. And all those people who successfully implemented this in their families, Allah has seen the result. Their children are very naked and pious. Abstinent children who avoid foul language, bad company. They would recite the Quran frequently. But here, when parents cannot set good examples, how in the world will you have a child who will follow Islamic ethos? How do you have this Islamic environment in your home? From Salah to Quran to talking respectfully, eating peacefully with your family. You know, these are the few things that if it's not in place, the family is ruined already. You get a child who doesn't know how to talk to your mother properly and he shouts and screams and talks. For example, this is un-Islamic, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine you got 10 things right, but there's one thing wrong.
Hmm.
This alone will demolish all the other 10 things that he's got right. Because not speaking with respect is a very big downfall.
Yes, 100%.
To get this right is very important. So reading Islamic books, making your children hear about Islamic stories, awliyas, starting from Anbiya, alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba ikram, alayhim ridwan, give them examples and then start to implement them. I would say, Islamic environment at home, on the table, eating time, don't speak business, don't speak about accounts, what to pay, who to pay, how to pay, how much to pay. Have a separate meeting for that. It was that one meal that your wife and children looked forward having you after work on the table. It was that one meal, maybe breakfast time you could not have that time, lunch you were at work, supper. Now, during supper time, what happens, people would answer their phone calls.
Right.
And I completely do not appreciate people who would
definitely
take phone calls during eating hours
with family.
Eating time with family.
Right.
Now, that woman, shame, she stood there in the kitchen all along after taking your shouting, made sure that the chow was according to your liking, and the food was according to your liking.
Yeah.
And she prepares all of that just for you to sit on the table and answer one call for 1 hour.
Mm.
If that eating took 45 minutes, that call lasts for 45 minutes.
So much of the effort went into that as well.
And then you're talking with ishara, talking with sign language, dishing out wrong amounts, or getting angry at that at the same time. So you need to draw the line at time. Now, whatever conversation you were having on the phone, this is how the children pick up and they learn.
And they're observant as
well. 112%, Maulana Sahib. These types of environment, if it happens more than a few times, then it's sufficient for the child to learn, okay, so this is how it should be always.
And if the child is not getting the attention at home, then they would seek to get the attention outside of home. And that would be their circle of friends. If they see that, you know what, their parents are occupied, busy here, and they're not getting that love, affection, and the attention, then, you know, with their friends, with their circle of friends, they will confide more into them. And we see the environment, right, which is at home. For example, say if the environment is negative, right, and it's toxic, where the child hears that the parents are using abusive language, the parents are fighting with each other, the parents are physically abusing each other. Now, in this case, the child is still small. The child may feel scared. But as the child grows up, when he leaves his home, he knows nothing about what is good company. He knows nothing about it because all he grew up with was seeing arguments, fights, quarreling. And the parents made it seem as if it's a normal thing to do, that if you're angry, then you must let your anger out. If you're frustrated, let it out. If you need to snap, then snap. That's because the children see this in the parents. Now when they go out, their circle of friends, the friends that would be attractive towards them, will be the kind of environment they experience at home, which means that they would now take liking the kind of company that is bad, the kind of company in which they would tell you, you know, you can, it's okay to speak a lie. They would lie. They would not be, they would be disrespectful towards their parents as well. And that, you know, it has an impact also.
Bishop.
And on the other side, we see that if in the home, the environment is of positivity, meaning an Islamic environment, when those same kids go out, when they see someone speaking a lie, or when they see someone on the streets or wherever, in the malls or wherever, disrespecting their parents, then they would not go there. Why? Because to them, that is, hey, hold on, that's not right. That's wrong.
Yes.
I speak to my parents so lovingly. How can this child speak to his parents like that? So they would take liking now to the kind of people that are good. They would take liking to good company. And that's why also good company and bad company also has an impact on the environment.
100%.
And for this, it's essential and important that we make sure, if we want this peace at home, you know, if no one wants to go home and always going to dramas and fights and this and that, everyone wants to go home, then that home must be peace. And they want their children to be respectful towards them. They want the children to be obedient towards them. And to inculcate that, to implement that, the parents have to take the first step. And that is that the parents would have to be practical about it.
Yes.
You know, once the parents are practical, once they know and once they learn themselves, then they can educate their children. They can tell them that this is right, this is wrong. And they are establishing the bond with their child, right? Mm-hmm. This will create now a very positive environment in which, because to the child, that is their sanctuary. That is the place of safety. That is where they feel, you know, I am safe here. And if that safe place, if that safe haven is toxic, then parents must expect now, okay, my child is going to confide in other people out there that are bad. So it's really, really important that we make sure our home environment, it is positive. Also, another aspect that can go into it is that when, if you know, sometimes as kids, they want to watch some cartoon, and mashallah, we have a Madani channel for kids as well, you know, and so much can be learned from that, that if the child is nagging and says, I want to watch, instead of putting other cartoons on, and research shows that there are other cartoons, you know, by the West, in which it's so detrimental to the child's mind that they are glued onto the screen, and if their parents call them, they can't hear. They're oblivious because of the kind of effects that portray in that cartoon, the graphics that are there. It's so, you know, enticing to look at that. It captures you same time.
Yes.
And for a child, if parents allow their child to watch such cartoons which are not portraying Islamic conducts, then the child would be observing that and would implement it in their lives as well. So, mashallah, we have Dawat Islami has such a beautiful department called Madani Channel, and Madani Channel has Kids Madani Channel as well. Imagine if we let our children, right, sit and watch Madani Channel, Kids Madani Channel, and in there they portray how you should perform Salah, you know, how you should be towards other kids as well, being polite, not being rude, not being jealous, etc. All of these ethics, these small ethics which normally people take for granted, but these are the building blocks in bringing up a child. And mashallah, Madani Channel for Kids, that is exactly what it does. And when kids look, when kids watch it, when kids listen to it, then you would see they would go by the Ammi, they would go by Abba and kiss their hands. They would kiss Ammi sweet. They would say, Ammi, I love you, I hug you, they would confide in their parents. Why? Because now they are seeing on Madani Channel kids that those kids are behaving in this way, automatically they would act in the same way as well. So it's important what we let our children watch as well. Otherwise, if we let them watch some wrestling match or fighting or this and that, that will be in the child's mind, and then you see the child yelling at you. Then you see the child screaming at you. Then you see the child shouting and being chaotic and causing a commotion. All of this, why? Because of what the child has been observing all this time. So if a parent wants to, you know, bring their child up, they want to raise their child up correctly and with the influence of the West that's coming in, that's already in actually, it's difficult, you know, it's because now the times that we are living in, it's sensitive.
It's
a very difficult and a sensitive time. 100%. So how do you navigate going about it in this time and age to make sure that where the child is gaining influence from is not negativity, not bad, but good? How do you help a child in that matter?
We have to keep in touch with our children. We got to know about their information, where it's taken out from.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I think the first thing that comes to mind is company. If the company is good, then you know the content is all good. If the company is bad, then it's hope that whatever they are gaining and learning is all going to corrupt them and ruin them.
Mm-hmm.
So environment that you've spoken about is very important. And then, of course, not giving them devices and access to the internet at a certain age. We're speaking generally about environment, Maulana Sahib. It has its negatives and positives. And you spoke about, you know, how can we remove the negativity? Then that can only happen if parents take, you know, some interest in putting some restrictions and measures in place.
Right.
To know that, you know what, you can only use it till this time, or you can only use it with these restrictions. You cannot go onto those sites because it's blocked or because I'm monitoring, bagheera, bagheera. So if these things are done, then mashallah, good and well. Otherwise, lots of children don't do that. They got full ijazat.
Carefree.
You can Google what you want to Google in the old dunya. Because now it's easier. They can't type it, so they can speak and get their voices out there. Right?
Google voices.
Yeah, it will Google whatever they're Googling.
Right.
So at the end of the day, yes, our discussion is not specific to children alone, because two adults, husband and wife, who got no children. I have seen them fight as well.
We have no children.
No children. Now, where and why is it this like this? So the environment of their home, when they were kids once, before getting married, has affected their current marriage as well. It works like that, Maulana Sahib. Because if you got good, wherever you go, you will spread good.
Definitely.
If you got light, wherever you go, you will give light.
Definitely.
And if you go into a room that's dark, you will brighten that room because you have light. But if you're walking with darkness everywhere,
okay, you
will outdo the brightness of that light with your darkness. When the night comes, the sun has to go. The sun is gone, the night comes in. Like that, darkness is there as well, but light is light, subhanAllah. We have seen people who are couples and have no children, and they in their late adulthood also still fighting for years, ruining their marriages. There is no children to cause that trouble and taklif. But despite that, despite having comfortable jobs and incomes, it's still always tits and butts, it's always this and that, it's always kitch pitch. And this kitch pitch that we say, it's a slang way to say it. As they say, kichda, kichdi banalo, mixed masala stories. Everything is jumbled up and mixed up, and there's no peace whatsoever. The husband got no manners of talking to his wife. Wife has to be sabardar. If she gives an answer, then she's in problem. If she doesn't give an answer, she's still in problem. It goes on. Everyone have their own moods. Your moods creates an environment.
Yeah.
If you always learn to be a positive man, then the environment becomes positive. You're always negative, and small things makes you anxiety, gives you anxiety, gives you stress and depression. That environment becomes very toxic and sickly, Maulana Sahib. Islamic environment always makes you feel strong, makes you feel all up and about.
Makes you feel good.
I want to feel good, yes. Yeah. So somebody hurt your day, hurt your heart in the morning, Islam is there to repay it very quickly. You just have to think of one hadith and you feel good again. But if that knowledge and those weapons aren't there, to the extent a believer has the greatest weapon, which is dua, it is also mukhul ibadah.
Yeah.
But we don't use this weapon. Even if those who use a weapon frequently, don't know how to use it.
Allah.
When it's your weapon, we don't use this weapon to better our homely environment. We're only telling others, make dua for the children.
How come your dua
is jannat for your child? Maa ki dua jannat ki hawa. But the mother is asking 50 other people to make dua for a child because her dua is not working any longer for that child. Because the duas aren't happening.
Right.
And you have to be practical yourself, be pious yourself, and ask Allah Kareem to better this environment every single day. Thus, inshallah, if it comes better, it's less. There's lesser chance of the child going towards drugs,
inshallah,
towards bad company, because these are the things that drive children towards the wrong when they are not rectified on time. We let it slide too much under the carpet. Yeah. Oh, you sided your child too much. Yet our discussion on children, in general Islamic environment, for any environment we speak, right? Whether it's your working environment, whether it's your homely environment, we are saying in your home, but home is made up by a good family, Mulana Sahib.
Definitely.
Not just by four walls and a roof and a good ceiling and a light. No, it comes in with good people who reside in that house, makes a good home. And the first person that makes a good home is a mother. If the mother did not prove to be a good mother, then you should ask the father where you have brought and come from. Because Allah, these things are checked before you go ahead. Agar usne sunnat rasul ko follow kiya hota kiya, these are the conditions to look for a good wife. I gotta look for her deen, I gotta look for akhlaq, I gotta look for this, I gotta look for that. Were those rules met? Did you meet up with, I fell in love with her beauty, I fell in love with her wealth. Then you brought such a person home with whose beauty you will love with, but you never checked up the akhlaq, the this, that. So now when that woman gives birth to a child, when on your farm your tree starts to bear fruits for you, then you will get some rotten fruits as well.
Definitely.
Because the tree itself wasn't ripe. It's looked upon like that, Mulana Sahib.
Yeah.
So here, a mother who gives birth to the coming generation, if she is correct, if she is abstinent and pious, it is hoped that her children will inherit her good qualities. Or else bad qualities, Mulana Sahib. Listening to music, speaking however, not respecting your husband. If it's a daughter, she'd learn, when you become, I become big like my mother, I want to be set as my mother. Tell my husband, tell my father, whatever she wants to tell. No one rules her. She is the queen of the home. She says as she wants to say. Example, I'm saying, vice versa. Allah Kareem grant peace and harmony in our families, in our homes. But if this is the case, again, Islamic environment uncreated like this. You spoke on the negativity, Mohan Sahib. Let's speak about positivity now, right? How can one create this environment? So, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in between we said few things, but here, I think it should start off by reminders, daily reminders. Ask yourself this question, what have I done for my children? Jawab milega, we took them here, took them there, ghumai, khilai, pilai. Ye hota hai. If every father and every mother out there who hears this program today makes a firm intention, ki nahi ya. I am going to teach my children every step, every kadam. The tap can be open, water is running. Kisne us bache ko sikhaya? Yahan, pani ko barbaad na hone de. Don't waste water. Save water. The mother will go and close father, but who taught the child to go? I said once or twice you taught, but fourth or fifth time the child still does the wrong thing. Don't scream and shout. Still other than respect. Teach the child.
The approach
until,
is important.
Yeah, approach is important. Until that good thing becomes a habit of the child. Likewise for namaz. Kitne bachche hamare 10 saal ke ho chuke? Kitne bachche hamare environment mein 12, 13, 14 ke ho chuke honge? Then Huzur Pak has given ijaza to discipline them in a certain way just so that they become namazi. Have we used that ability and power? So 10 saal tak agar hum intezaar karte hain aaj ke daur mein, in return he might sway, he might shout, he might say something that will cause more takleef and harm to a daddy father. But had you started to rectify him from a little age to read salah, he will read namaz himself. But wo 8-9 saal ki umar se hum batate nahi hai bachcho ko ki haan namaz padhna hai, Quran padhna hai. So that being a non-namazi, because inna salata tanha anil fashai wal munkar. When Allah Azza wa Jalla had already declared in the Quran Pak that namaz is that wonderful blessing that stops all indecencies, all immoralities. So did you put your child onto salah because namaz would have stopped him from the bad stuff?
Subhanallah.
But no, I want to trust myself, my tongue. I'll wake him up for school, but I can't wake him up for Fajr salah.
I'll teach him alphabets also.
I can't teach him alif bata to learn Quran Pak. So, yaha gadbad hai Mulana Sahib, yaha pe problem hai. We as parents need to catch a wake, honestly.
Right.
And stop acting as if we know it all. And we need to say that there are things that I'm undoing correctly, and don't always stand for your child and say, no, I'm the best parent out there. There are hundreds of shortcomings within us. We only like to tell the whole dunya how good parent I am. how good parenting I do. Somebody takes out one small mistake such as the grannies, jo dadiyan hoti hai, naniyan, jab wo apni betiyon ko samjhate hain ki beti aisa nahi apne bachcho ko, are maa, humko pata hai, I know, you have no idea. So this means again now that you also grew up with the same woman, the same mother groomed you. Now she is a grandmother for the child. Agar dadi aur nani ko nahi pata ki bachcho ko kaise badhana hai, to kisko pata hai bachcho ko kaise badhana hai. So these are the common things that happens in society. Allah Kareem humein amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye that we show respect and adab and sunnat Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. So you've explained that so beautifully. And the views of Madani Channel, this is why having an Islamic environment at home is so, so important, because everything starts off from there. If that is not right, then we have to expect that our children will come back, start to yell at us. And if we do not educate them, then who is to blame? We are to blame. There is one narration in which it is mentioned that the closest tie, the closest relation to a man is his wife, then his children. Now, on the day of Qiyamah, they will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would say that, Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, grant us our right from this man, as he never taught us Islam and he fed us haram whilst we were unaware. Now this man, he will be beaten severely for earning haram, so much so that his skin and flesh, they will come off his body.
Allah.
And then he will be brought to the scale of deeds. His good deeds shall be brought forth by the angels, and it will be huge like a mountain. That's how much of good deeds this man will come with. And one of his family members, they will come forward and they would say to him that I am short of good deeds. So that person will take some of the good deeds from that man. And then another family member will come and say that you made me consume something earned with interest, and they will also take good deeds from him. So like this now, in this way, his family members will take all of his good deeds away, and he will look at them with shock and with sadness, and he would sigh. He would say that now I am only left with the sins on my head and the injustice that I committed for you. And the angels will announce that this is the person whose good deeds have been taken by his family and who has entered Jahannam because of them. Now, can you understand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran that, O people of Iman, O people who believe, save yourself and your families from the fire of Jahannam. How do you do that? It is mentioned in the tafsir of this that you do that by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by obeying Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if we want our families to be good, if we want our wife, if we want our children to be good, the focal point is, the starting point is education, to educate them about Islamic knowledge, prioritizing this first over worldly education. Because if you are only going to teach them worldly education, then what will be the end result? What would be the consequences of that? When they grow up, they would not be able to recite the Holy Quran. They would not be able to read Salah properly. They would not know the fara'id of wudu. They would not know the fara'id of ghusl, how to make ghusl, how to make wudu. They would not know all of this. They would actually live a life that is carefree, that has no boundaries. They would talk to you anyhow. Why? Because you did not put it right from the onset. So it's important that we educate our children. And there are times in which children pay a lot of attention and they listen very, very attentively. And one of those times is before they go into bed. And usually at that time, you know, children, they love to listen to stories, right? And normally what we see is that if we tell them stories that are influenced by the West, then perhaps their conduct and their character may not be aligned, you know, entirely or completely with Islam. But if you have to tell them a story, for example, Dawat-e-Islami, mashallah, has published a book called Quranic Wonders. And this book is so beautiful, so simplified, that it will tell you stories about the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam, about the previous nations. And by you telling your children about these stories, they would listen to it so attentively and they would take lessons from that. And they would implement that in their own life as well. Why? Because of listening to a story which is Islamically inclined. And this is what we have to do. We have to take advantage of all of this. Everyone, you know, wants to be in a place, whether it be a workplace, whether it be home, whether it be we going to another person's home or we meeting with another person. We all want to see positivity all around us. No one wants to be drowning in negativity, because negativity, it has anxiety, it has depression, it has stress, it has low self-esteem. All of these things fall under negativity, which is so toxic, and no one wants it. But on the other hand, if we focus on positivity, in, you know, making, for example, if you want to make an Islamic environment at home, take out a time during the day or at night, whenever it is convenient for you, and give dars at home. Give dars, whether it be whether children are there or children are not there, whoever is there, because sometimes a reminder, even adults need reminders. A reminder is beneficial for a believer. So if we give dars, for example, we are giving dars on family ties, how not to break family ties. If we are giving this dars, if we are reading a book at home with regards to this, we are educating our family members and we are telling them about the harms of severing and cutting off family ties. And once they know about it, and your conduct also plays an important role in this, once they know about it, they wouldn't even think of breaking ties with another. They would not think it. Why? Because one is the approach and manner in which you said it would soften their hearts. So this is also very important to remember, that if you want to create an Islamic environment at home, then make sure you are gentle. As in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so gentle, munasab, so gentle. And if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to be harsh or had to be hard, then the people would have gone away. So we see that if we want this environment filled with positivity, then our approach to matters needs to be proper as well. And that is, we deal with everyone with gentleness, in a loving way, with affection. If we see one of our family members or one of our friends doing something wrong, we shouldn't be going there now and directly telling them, hey, you're doing wrong, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be doing it like this, you need to do it like this, you need to do it like that. Then in this case, what is going to happen? What do you think will happen in this case if you want to correct your spouse, if you want to correct your child? What do you think will happen if your approach is in this way, where you are telling them what is wrong with you? How can you do this? You think they would listen to you? No, they would not listen to you. Rather, human nature is such that if you are hard with someone, if you are harsh with someone, they would become more and more stubborn. They would not be listening to you. They won't even hear a word you are saying. It will come through this ear and come out the other. But on the other hand, if you are gentle towards correcting your spouse, if you are gentle towards correcting your children, if you are gentle towards correcting others, then you would see how they would flock to you because of your character, because of your conduct. That is why your approach, the way you handle matters is so, so important. And by you handling a matter in a correct way, this can bring such a big change, not only in your household, no, but rather in the community as well, because your same children, they are going to go out in the community. Whatever you are instilling in them at home, that is what they are going to go out with. If another person, for example, say a non-Muslim, sees your child going out, right, and looking at the conduct and character of the child, the way he is conducting himself in an inappropriate way and dressing anyhow, using vulgar language, talking anyhow, being in this company, that company, what do you think the thought process of that person will be? That look at this person. Now he's a Muslim and this is how he is carrying on. Where did that stem from? That came from home or the circle of friends, bad friends that he is keeping. On the other hand, if the situation, the environment at home was correct and your child went out and a non-Muslim saw your child and got impressed by it, this is your child calling him towards Islam. Just by his conduct, just by the conduct of your child, just by the appearance of your child, just by how your child is speaking so politely, so sweetly, that it impressed the other person without your child doing much.
Bishop.
So this is what we need to implement in our children. It all starts off at home. Once our home is corrected, once our home is filled with positivity, then we can expect a much better and stable community. So, Masa, we have just a few minutes left, approximately maybe 3 minutes left. Is there any advice for our views of Madani Channel in this regard, highlighting, you know, Islamic ethos at home and how important it is to have an Islamic environment and that no one should, you know, take it for granted as if it's nothing?
I think you said it all, Maulana Sahib, and you left nothing for me to say. Very well, and alhamdulillah, the message has been crossed. Maybe yes, you are not always to be blamed. Some parents out there feel maybe a bit heavy on this matter that you know, everyone blames the mother. The mother's mother also blames her that because of you. The husband also blames her.
Right.
The muballighs are sitting and blaming them as well. Children also blame their parents that because of you, I'm like this. So it's all rounded, you know, you're getting crushed from all sides. So don't take the blame for anything. Just know that this is my awlad. And I have to spend the rest of my life protecting my son, not from the harms of the dunya. The target should be the harms of the akhirah. Yani the punishment, adab, the difficulties of the hereafter. Yani of Jahannam, the hellfire. When your target is the hellfire, then the dunya fire will not burn, inshallah. You will be protected. If the target is making them enter Jannah, then automatically they'll become pious. So the target is what matters. If you have given them worldly targets, then they're going to work for that. And worldly target means becoming rebellious, becoming temperamental, because anything, money, chasing money wouldn't make you. I haven't seen people who chase money day and night are very humbled. The thing that you chase the most, which matters the most, makes you become like that as well. Money makes you dance, Maulana Sahib.
Definitely.
It makes you jump. It makes you stress. As much as it can bring tears to your eyes, it can bring laughter to your face also. Yes, money is very funny. So if you're making your son become the money man, he must become the person who thinks big and only focus on dolat, then aisa hi niklega na. So what we should do is, inshallah, remember that dunya takleef, akhirat takleef, at the end of the day, the Quran has mentioned, فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So indeed, with hardships, there is ease. So indeed, with hardships, there is ease. But don't focus only on the hardships because you're going to miss the ease. Don't focus on the hardships.
Allah.
Focus on the ease as well.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah. I really, really appreciate all the words of wisdom you have mentioned. And I hope our viewers of Madani Channel as well, you take this, you implement it in your life and also spread this, because this will better each and every one of our lives. If you want success, if you want an Islamic environment, there is no other way besides following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because that is ultimately our way and our code of life. Until next time, inshallah, we will be back with much more beautiful topics to be discussed, inshallah. So stay tuned and keep watching Madani channel. Until next time, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures.